And our studio right now is Carla Nowrowski. She is the CEO of that Abraham Lincoln Presidential Libraries Foundation down in Springfield that we've been talking about. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
This world-class museum is in Springfield. You live and work out of Chicago, though, huh?
Yes, I do. When you serve Lincoln's Library, you could virtually live anywhere in the world.
So what happened? The library bought a collection of items that included Lincoln stuff, right?
Yes. Back in 2007, we bought a collection of 1,500 items. Our collections were very heavy on documents, but this was a collection very heavy on his personal artifacts.
So it was you bought a collection of 1,500 items.
Yes.
But not every single one of them was a Lincoln item per se, right?
Pretty much all, but seven.
Seven items. Is that that's where the Marilyn Monroe dress falls in?
Correct.
What were the other six?
They're all related to Marilyn. There's the dress. There's a bust of Carl Sandburg that she owned, and he was one of the foremost biographers of Abraham Lincoln. And then there are seven photos of her meeting Carl Sandburg for the first time. And it turns out that she, you know, even though she's known as being a sex symbol, she was actually a very intelligent woman with an intellectual curiosity, and her favorite president was Lincoln, and she was a voracious reader about him.
So she's a Lincoln file. So
yes.
The person that was collecting this stuff, the collection which you bought, included a Marilyn Monroe dress.
Correct.
Not the one that she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to the President.
No.
It's not an iconic dress that I would recognize from a movie per se, but it's a Marilyn Monroe worn dress.
Absolutely.
Which is so weird. Okay, so in order to maybe help save this collection of Lincoln stuff, a Marilyn Monroe dress has to be sold.
Unfortunately, yes.
Do you display that dress in the museum in Springfield?
Not every day, but it was recently displayed in an exhibition of some of the more quirky things that we have in our collection that you wouldn't expect to be there.
I see prices around $70,000 it might go for.
I can't really say. I've been told by auction houses that it could range, it can run the gamut from $70,000. It can go for six figures. We don't really know.
Huh. Okay. So you've got to pay, though, for the loan that was used to purchase these items?
Correct.
Well, was it a bad decision to borrow money to buy these items if, in fact, you don't have the money to buy these items?
That's up for different people's opinions. We don't believe so. It really enhanced our collection. Since we purchased those, about 4 million people have visited the museum and library and seen these items. Prior to our purchase, they were in private hands, and you never would have been able to see them. Scholars never would have been able to use them for scholarly research. We've loaned them out around the world, and so we thought it was, and we still think it is an incredible collection. We were good to purchase it. The difficulty was that we were only a few years old at the time of the purchase, and so we did not have the money. And if we did not purchase them right then,
you'd lost them.
We'd lose them. And it's not like going out and buying a soft drink that you can get anywhere. This was the only place to get these.
Okay, so it's maybe ironic, maybe sad that in order to get the items, you have to sell some of the items, but you still will retain many, many of the items, however much you have to sell.
That's our hope.
The question then becomes, what do you sell?
That's a difficult question to answer, because if we went through the list, naturally we wouldn't want to sell any of them, but if we had to part with some, we might identify some lesser items of lesser importance, and yet those aren't
money.
The ones that won't sell, so
right.
We may be forced to sell something very iconic.
You give me a handwritten Gettysburg address, you might be able to solve your problem in a fell swoop.
Exactly.
Will you sell his Gettysburg address?
No, we won't. That's part of the permanent collection that came before we purchased this collection.
So you're only selling items that are part of that previous, this collection we're talking about that you acquired?
Exactly.
You could sell anything you want, though, right?
Yes, we could.
But you've determined that you'll only sell things from that collection that you bought.
Oh, no. We will only sell from the collection. We are not allowed to sell state items that are in the state collection
already.
Well, this
is a thing, too. How much money do you need now?
$9.7 million.
And the loan was 24?
The loan was 23. It's a $25 million collection. $2 million of it was gifted to us.
What's the interest on that?
It varies, but it's been substantial.
So the longer you hold it like a mortgage, the more you're going to amass.
Correct. Which is one of the reasons why when the note is due in 20 short months, we don't want to refinance.
You don't want the, it's a variable rate loan.
Well, yes. Well, interest rates are rising, and so invariably we are going to pay a higher interest rate than what we're paying now.
All right, but this is crazy. I know Illinois's got problems, but Lord, we've got $9 million. Are you kidding me? What does the governor say about this?
Well, the governor's office has been working with us to try to find a solution. So has the legislature. We've also been working with community leaders, private citizens who've been donating money all this time. We think that $9.7 million is not a lot in the scheme of things, statewide, federally, for what the man did.
You've paid $15 million of it off, but now you're short $9. The clock's ticking.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what items are you contemplating selling in June?
Well, it's difficult to say what we're contemplating, but I'll tell you items that could be sold, such as...
What's the difference between the two, contemplating and could be?
Contemplating makes it sound like it's on the top of our list, I guess, for me. I guess it just makes me a little more nervous, but they could all be sold. Any of the items in
what
the
are
collection.
You considering? What are you considering selling?
What could possibly be sold are the bloody gloves. These are the gloves that he had in his breast pocket the night he was assassinated, and they have the blood from that evening. We could possibly sell...
I'm sorry, stop right there.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
What do you think that'll go for? What a morbid question, but here we are trying to raise money with Lincoln's bloody glove. What is that? Does that get you $1,000, $1 million? How much do you get for that?
No, that could bring us 7 figures. That could bring us 6 to 7 figures alone.
6 to 7 figures. You might be able to retire the note on his bloody gloves.
Quite possibly, as auctions go. But we don't want to.
That's ghastly.
It is ghastly.
And are those on display there right now?
They are on display from time to time, from a preservation standpoint. We can't keep them out round the clock, but we bring them in and out, different items in and out based on time of year, different exhibits.
But talk about that. Maybe it's not such a tragedy. What would somebody do that bought them?
They would put them in their private collection.
At a privately run museum?
No, not necessarily. If a privately run museum or a public museum decided to bid on them, then that would, you know, obviously they could stay in the public realm. But invariably, it's a private collector who will put them in a vault in their home. And unless you know them and they invite you to their house, you're not going to see them.
I'm sorry, who does that?
Private collectors. There are some out there.
Hey, I mean, Bob, what do you want? So I go over to Bob's house.
Yes.
Really? Like that, huh?
Yes, exactly.
I guess would it assuage some of your anxiety about this, or some of mine, if it was in a museum? If another museum bought it, then while it wouldn't be where it should be in Springfield, it would be in the public realm. Would that make you happy?
That would make me happier as somebody who believes that Lincoln belongs to the people, but it would not make me happy that it leaves our museum in Illinois,
what
the land of Lincoln.
What besides the bloody gloves, then, are you contemplating?
His presidential seal that he undoubtedly pressed when he was signing the 13th Amendment, or the Emancipation Proclamation, I'm sorry. His quill pen that was on the desk, left on the desk the night he was assassinated.
The pen he was using to write documents, letters, who knows what famous things.
Yes, because even though he had other types of pens, he was still partial to a quill pen, and so we have that quill pen. China from the presidential White House. Personal notes he wrote to Mary regarding their children, such as shoe Tad's horse or get some plank board and plank for Tad to do things in the White House. The button that was cut off by a doctor who happened to be in Ford's Theater the night of the assassination, and it's the button that came off of Abraham Lincoln's suit. The fan that Mary was using that evening.
You have a couple of items from Mary that night. The fan and a handkerchief?
We have a handkerchief of his.
Yeah.
We have a piece of her dress from that evening.
So would you say the highest value on these Lincoln items are associated with the assassination?
Not necessarily. We also have an item that is the oldest item linked to Abraham Lincoln known to be in existence today, and that's from when he was 14 years old. It's called a sum book, as an S-U-M, or cipher book page, and he on it, he does his long division. And in the corner, like any 14-year-old boy, he writes, "Abraham Lincoln is my name, and with this pen I write the same. I wrote it here in haste and speed and left it here for fools to read." So it obviously shows that Abraham Lincoln at a very young age, that he had his sense of humor, that he had a wit. That, of course, is priceless. We have his Bass Ackwards joke, because he wanted to tell a story, and he didn't want to actually say ass backwards, so he said Bass Ackwards, and he actually told the entire story reversing the letters. It really is.
And that's written now?
Yes, and it's a unique document.
Question. I guess they didn't have typewriters. Did they have typewriters then? No, they had a printing press, but they didn't have typewriters. Did they?
You know,
I don't think so. It's handwritten, is my question.
Yes, and we would have. It's an excellent example of, again, his sense of humor.
This is also personal. It's just sad to think that the handkerchief or the fan or the button or, Lord, the gloves or a personal note to his wife about their son would be sold off. It seems so mercenary, and yet we're all in this business, I guess.
Yes, I mean, We purchased it for a reason, and we're trying to save it for a reason. We want the public to be able to see it. We want the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum, his presidential library, to be the place where you can come and see it. It's down the street from the only home he's used ever lived in and owned.
Where did I see the other
day?
I think I saw that the average Illinoisan, if every man, woman, and child owned up to the debt the state has, I think it would be $10,000 a person. The last thing any of us needs to do is layer more on. But if you want to calculate what my share of the 9 million is, what do we got about? I think we have 12 million people in Illinois. You need 9 million bucks. So it'd be less than a buck a person. I'm okay if the legislature would say, everybody, we need a dollar.
That would be wonderful. And it's true. You know, we say that all the time. And when we think, well, 4 million visitors came to visit his library in Springfield just since we've opened. But his, you know, he is legendary, not just in Illinois, not just in the United States, but the world. You know, and people around the world celebrate his greatness. Our detractors hold him up to us as if a mirror and say, hey, are you living up to all he espouses? It's very important. And I'll give you one other fact. I mean, we're obviously focusing on this 9.7 because that's crucial.
Do that in just a minute. It's 2:20 on WGN. And in our studio, Carla Narowski is the CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. Have you been following this story? Isn't it strange? They have a Marilyn Monroe dress and all of these very particular and personal items about Abraham Lincoln, due to be auctioned off, potentially, to pay off the note that they used to actually acquire them and many other items. I'm in for a buck. I mean, hello, Rauner. Hello, my state legislator. My number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call or text if you have a comment, an observation. Should the state write the check? The state could write a check, right?
Absolutely,
I think the state should. The state should write a check. Look, Illinois is a lot of lousy things these days. If anything, we are the land of Lincoln. We should preserve this. Okay, you get a chance to talk next. 312-981-7200. Steve's got headlines for us in about 9 minutes. The First Lady has just undergone kidney surgery. That and more news coming up on WGN. Carla Narowski's in our studio. She's the CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. They're in Springfield. Have you been following this story? They're talking about selling precious Lincoln-related artifacts in order to pay the loan they used to acquire some of them. And some of the most interesting or precious ones might be peeled off to pay a note that you've been working on for how long?
11 years.
Before we broke, you wanted to say...
That in addition to this loan, which paying off the 9.7, which is vital, we also, unlike most presidential libraries that have endowments that are $30 million to $500 million...
What's your endowment?
$2 million. And we find that, you know, I know that we're a fledgling institution and that we're only about a little over a decade old, but $2 million for the Great Emancipator just seems to be too small.
So if you raise more money than you need, you just put it to the foundation.
Yes.
How much money does the state give you now?
State gives us about $11 million, or gives, I should say, to the museum and library, $11 million annually for its operating budget. So they're very generous. We don't want to make it seem as though the state is not coming to the fore, but... with regard to the collection, that's a capital expenditure that, we're still hoping to get something for.
And you're going to be going backwards if you don't retire the note. I mean, you have to sell these items. You've got to retire the note.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're just going to eat into your foundation core, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Pick up a couple of phone lines here. We'll start with, let's see here, John on line one. You're on WGN. Hi, John.
Hello, John. Your suggestion that the state of Illinois pay this $9.7 million debt, wouldn't that check bounce?
Yeah, that'd be ironic, wouldn't it? Very funny. But yeah, I mean, well, that's the double-edged, that's the double whammy here. You know, it'd be nice if the state of Illinois would pay the bill, but the state of Illinois can't pay its own bills as it is. But bills are getting paid. I mean, it's not like we don't generate any revenue here. We're talking about $9 million. Does that frustrate you? And do you think that the state will somehow bail you out before you have to auction these items off? Or do you think you're going to have to auction them off before the state comes riding in on a white horse?
No, I have faith in the state. You know, there have been some legislators from both parties who've come forward that say we have to do something, we can't let this happen, and I have faith that they're going to come through.
John, why don't they start a GoFundMe page for the Lincoln Museum?
Interestingly, I think it just popped up today. I can't say if it's active today, but if it's not active today, you will see it tomorrow.
This texter says, add $10 to everyone in Illinois' income tax to save Illinois' memorabilia. It's the right thing to do. Is there a checkoff box on my state income tax form?
Interestingly enough, we had asked for that in the past, and that never was able to happen. But I you know, there are those opportunities, and we would love for that to happen.
King John, I can't tell you how much it breaks my heart to hear that any of Abraham Lincoln's personal possessions would be sold off.
It breaks my heart, too. It breaks our board's heart, the staff's heart, those who have generously already given to the tune of $15 million. People have worked very hard to ensure that these things stay in the land of Lincoln and are there for the public the world over, and we're doing everything we can to ensure that they stay.
In a state that has billionaires and multimillionaires running for governor, this texter says, John, tell JB I'll give him my vote if he pays off the loan. Ha, ha, ha. But really, he could write a check. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? I would vote for the guy if he'd do that. But he hasn't called you either, huh?
Well, actually, he has been supportive of our institution over
sure.
time.
Oh, he's been a private donor?
Yes, he has.
Oh.
He's recognized in the group of donors as a supporter of our institution.
What can we do for you? I got to let you go. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity. We really want the word to spread. If your listeners could help make this go viral, people can make a donation at www.alplm.org for Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum.org. And any amount is welcomed. There's no small gift. A gift too small or obviously too large to help us do this.
This is a crime, and Lincoln's death was a crime. Let's not compound it. ALPLM.org. I'm going to put a link to that on my Facebook page. Maybe you're already there. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. We'll include a podcast link to this conversation and all of the information you've been talking about. Carla, good luck. Hopefully the auction will be staved off. If not, is it in June? It's in Las Vegas.
The auction in June is for only the Maryland items.
I see. So you have written those off. Those are going to go.
Those are committed to go.
But let's not put these other great items out for bid as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good luck. Stay in touch.
Thank you so much. We will.
Carla Narowski is the CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library.